The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything, that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I had told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble. But take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel always makes me smile because the disciples are telling Jesus, "I think you were right the whole time. I probably should have listened to you earlier." And for those of you who are parents or teachers or anybody, right, we've experienced that, where we feel like we're not being heard or listened to. But Jesus loves us so much. I think he smiles at us multiple times a day when we too don't get it right away. So what is our Lord telling us in this gospel this morning? He's reminding us, be courageous. You know the outcome. He's already won, has he not, Jesus? He's already conquered this world. He's ascended to heaven. And that is what we need to be reminded of. So when the going gets tough in life and it's so very hard, remember what Jesus tells us. Take courage. I have conquered the world. And that's all we need to hear. So in other words, we know the outcome of the game already, okay? So let's not stress so much, but rather let's have faith and be courageous. So where in your life do you need more courage? Let's really reflect upon that right now. And I'll do the same. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us so that we could have the gift of courage each and every day of our life.